Sagte Mishnah weiter, Masechta Sanhedrin, Perik Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Echad Eimer B'Shnayim B'Chodesh. Suppose one aide says that the crime took place on the second day of the month, Beis Iyar. V'Echad Eimer B'Shloisha B'Chodesh. And the other one says it took place on the third of the month, Gimel Iyar. Ah, so he said if they contradict each other, the Eidus is batel, right? Not necessarily. In this case, Eidusan Kayemes. The Eidus is sustained. Why? Didn't they contradict each other? And the answer is, remember in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, any month could either have 29 days or 30 days. It depends if the Eidim came on day number 30 and Bezin accepted their Eidus that they saw a new moon. Now, not everyone walked around with printed calendars, and even if you did, there was no way to print a calendar from beforehand because you didn't know. And the mail, the fact that they're off by a day could very well be because Shezeh, the first Eid, Yedeya Biburah Shel Chodesh, he knew that they added an extra day, day number 30, to the previous month. Vizeh, but the second Eid, Eini Yedeya, he did not know Biburah Shel Chodesh that they added an extra day. He thought that the previous month is 29 days long. So when the second Eid said Gimel Iyar, really he was referring to the same day that the first Eid was referring to. However, Zok de Mishnah Vayter Echad Oimer B'Shloisha, if one Eid says it took place on the third of the month, V'Echad Oimer B'Chamisha, and the other Eid says it took place on the fifth of the month, Eidusan B'Teila, then the Eidus does become batel. We can't use this Eidus. They're off by one day, it's a common mistake. One person knew there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh, one person didn't. But how do you explain them being off by 2 days? So if one says Gimel Iyar and the other says Hey Iyar, Eidusin B'Teila. Vayter says the Mishnah. Echad Eimer B'Shtei Shoas, one witness says that whatever they're testifying against, whether he killed someone or he served the Avodah Zarah, that it took place the second hour of the day. During the second hour of the day. The other one says it took place during the third hour of the day, Eidus and Kayemes. Their Eidus is sustained. We keep the Eidus. Remember, people didn't have watches. So you looked up to see where the sun was and you estimated what time it was. So that could be off by an hour. But if Echad Eimer B'Shalish, one of them says that it occurred during the third hour, the Echad Eimer B'Chamish, and the other one says it took place during the fifth hour, Eidus and B'Teila. That's not a mistavridika mistake. They're a little bit too far apart over here, and we would not accept the Eidus. Rabbi Yehuda says, you may remember this Mishnah from Masechtas Pesachim. Kayemes, even if they're off by what could be 2 hours, one says 3, the other says 5, one says it took place during the third hour, the other one says it took place during the fifth hour, the Eidus is sustained. According to Rabbi Yehuda, again, it's an estimation. They looked up at the sun. You could be off by 2 hours. However, Echad Eimer B'Chamish, if one aide says that whatever they're testifying against happened in the fifth hour of the day, the Echad Eimer B'Shevah, the other one says that it took place during the seventh hour, Eidusan B'Teila. Here everybody holds, even Rabbi Yehuda, that the Eidus is bottled, because that's not a mistake that they should have made. Shebechamish, because in the fifth hour, Chama B'Mizrach, the sun is in the east. And in the seventh hour, the sun is in the west. We know that the sun rises in the east and settles in the west. Comes up Mizrach and goes down Ma'ariv. So between an hour before Chatzais and an hour after Chatzais, or during the hour before Chatzais and during the hour after Chatzais, that's not a mistake that anyone would make. Again, Shebe Chamish, because in the fifth hour, Chama B'Mizrach, the sun, it's in the east, Ubesheva, and in the seventh hour, Chama B'Mariv, the sun is in the west. So if each aid is saying something else, one is saying the fifth hour, one is saying the seventh hour, we have a feeling that something is not right with this aidus. So quickly, chazering over, if one aid says it took place during the second day of the month, the other says the third day of the month, the aidus and kiyamis, their aidus is still acceptable, because it could be one knew there was an extra day to the previous month, and one did not. But if one says the third day of the month, the other says the fifth, we're not going to accept this Eidus. If one says it happened during the second hour, the other one says during the third hour, that was a common mistake. People only estimated the time. But if one says it happened during the third hour, the other one says it happened during the fifth hour, that's too much of a mistake. There's something wrong with this Eidus. We will not accept it. Rabbi Yehuda says even that's acceptable, but everyone agrees. If one says that he saw it take place during the fifth hour, and the other one says during the seventh hour, that is not an acceptable mistake, because during the fifth hour, the sun is on the east, and during the seventh hour, the sun is on the west.